This is St. Louis Public Radio. 1 in 8 U.S. women will develop breast cancer over the course of her life. It can be a terrifying, isolating experience, but a group of women in St. Louis is working to change that. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Bascaran reports, breast cancer survivors are coaching others through their treatment, thanks to a local nonprofit.
The ladies meet once a month at Eloise Drayton's house in Florissant. She serves pink lemonade.
Well, if you need anything for Saturday, give me a call.
They go over logistics for a mammogram van at a church over the weekend. They'll park a van outside and offer free screenings to dozens of women. But one of the most powerful things this group coordinates is a breast cancer buddy program.
Because we're cancer survivors, we're looking for that purpose in our life, you know.
When women are newly diagnosed, one of these ladies shows up at their house with a basket of gifts. Later, her buddy goes along to doctor's appointments, sits next to her during chemo treatments. 71-year-old Ella Jones remembers one of her buddies who almost had a nervous breakdown before she went into surgery.
And I went over to the bed and I rubbed her and I talked to her and I explained in general terms as to what was going to happen. If she had gotten up out of that bed and left, she would have never done any treatment.
Shay Fields explains that a buddy can answer the questions that a doctor might not be able to.
How many weeks were you off work, or, how was your level of pain?
They'll even ask Shay, can I see your reconstructed breast?
if they're considering, I'll let them see it. I think it's important.
This buddy program was started by The Breakfast Club, a St. Louis-based nonprofit that supports African-American women diagnosed with breast cancer. It costs about $40,000 a year to run. Most of the money comes from grants awarded by cancer advocacy groups. Dr. Lannis Hall is a clinical oncologist in St. Peter's who sits on The Breakfast Club's board. She says that statistically, African-American women are diagnosed with breast cancer at a later stage than white women are. They're also less likely to finish treatment, and the medical community can't figure out why.
I don't think it's neglect. I think for a lot of women, it's fear.
She says this buddy program goes beyond emotional and psychological support.
But they know the resources available to help them get insurance or support for bras and prostheses, for transportation. They're excellent in helping them navigate a really difficult arena of healthcare.
Every other week, 17-year survivor Jeanette Bordeaux takes a healthy cooking class at a North St. Louis church with one of her buddies, Adrian Gaines.
Wait till she brings the quinoa. Oh my!
What is that?
Last winter, Gaines found a lump under her arm. She had a mastectomy in February.
You only get to stay in the hospital, what, a day and a half, 2 days if you're lucky. So you come home with all these questions.
And the tubes.
And you don't know what to do with all these things.
The first time the two women met, Gaines says, they sat in the kitchen and talked for hours. Bordeaux taught her how to do exercises after her surgery so she could lift her arms again, gave her questions to ask during doctor's appointments. Sometimes Bordeaux just calls out of the blue to ask how she's doing.
And that was probably a lifesaver for me. And I'm very emotional about it. But in terms of...
Bordeaux reaches over and pats her hand while Gaines catches her breath.
It's okay. In terms of going through that ordeal, you just can't talk to anybody.
But with Bordeaux, she can. I'm Duri Bascaran, St. Louis Public Radio.